Tow River Health District has issued a health warning to anyone who has received a tattoo from an unlicensed tattoo facility, such as an individual's home.
The Tow River Health District would like our citizens to know that if they've had a tattoo, either in a facility or by a tattoo artist who's not received the proper permits from the state, that there's no guarantee that the technique has been done properly, that the needles and supplies have been sterilized appropriately, and that they could be at risk for what we call bloodborne diseases, which are generally HIV, which causes AIDS, hepatitis B or hepatitis C, and that they should call us to get information on how to be tested for those diseases. We can provide testing for HIV and hepatitis B at no cost. We recommend testing, highly recommend testing for hepatitis C, which costs $107. The individual would have to pay for that.
Linda Kinane is with the Yancey County Health Department. This alert follows the arrest of a Pensacola man on several public health violations. The investigation began after a citizen called the sheriff's office to complain about someone possibly giving a tattoo to a minor. An investigation by Sergeant John Robinson found that Joshua Anthony Bernard of a Ewart Wilson Road address had gone into a home and applied a tattoo without proper license from the state or the county, and he allegedly improperly disposed of the needles and syringes he had used, all public health violations. He was released after posting bond and is scheduled to appear in court on November 3rd. If you have received a tattoo from an unlicensed tattoo facility, such as an individual's home, call your local health department for information about tests. In Yancey, call 682-6118, and in Mitchell County, call 688-2371, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 4:30. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.